everybody. We made it another fucking week together. It's a Sharp Tongue Podcast. And your girl, Jessie May. Thanks for being here. I'm happy you're here. I'm here. Carlin's here licking my elbow as we speak. I just got back from seeing Toy Story 4. Laugh out loud. Gotta tell you, fun movie. Go see it. It was delightful. I love a good animated film. And maybe I might have laughed out loud because I also was a little high, but you know what? I'm enjoying life. That's the least we can do while we're alive, is enjoy it. The Stephen Brody Stevens approach. Enjoy it. Yeah. Positive energy. If you don't know who Stephen Brody Stevens is, he's the late, great 818 for life comedian who unfortunately took his own life a couple months back, and he's greatly missed. Really hilarious guy. And you know, the great thing about today's technology is he can live on forever. So look him up, Stephen Brody Stevens. Shout out, 818 for life. Yeah, positive energy. Speaking of positive energy, I'm filled with it. I am looking at a little chunk of a mushroom that I have yet to take. I've never done mushrooms, and one of my friends had a whole bunch of mushrooms and gave me, this thing just looks like it came out of the ground and it's ready for my consumption. I don't know. I'm scared. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do a little microdose, just a little zoot zoots magoots, just to try it on. A little gentle, you know, put my toe in the lake. I'm not ready to go balls deep. You know, I'm still dealing with grieving the loss of my father, and you know, I'm a sensitive creature. I'm a very sensitive creature. That's just how it is. So I'm going to do a little microdose, probably for the 4th of July. Is that a bad idea? With fireworks going off left and right? Maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't. You guys want a little ASMR? That's so strange. You guys just watch videos of people eating popcorn? What the fuck is going on? Speaking of what's going on, come see me live. I'm going to be at the Just for Laughs Festival, Jupori, in Montreal, the 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, all the way through to the 27th. Every single night, you can see me perform live at the Nasty Show. Please come check it out. I'm there with Andrew Schultz, Bonnie McFarlane, Bobby Lee, a bunch of other comedians. I'm so excited to be a part of this year's Just for Laughs Festival and to be a part of the Nasty Show. It's legendary. It's really an honor. So if you're near the Montreal area or want to make a road trip, come right up. Ticket link, go to jessiemay.com. I'm also going to be in Omaha the 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Funny Bone. Let's do this. Let's sell those shows out. Omaha Funny Bone. I am also going to be at the William Pace University. The William Pace University in Raleigh, North Carolina, the 22nd. And I'm going to be in September at the University UNC Charlotte, North Carolina. That's the 5th of September. I am going to be at Lucy's Lounge in Pleasantville, New York, the 7th of September. So many dates coming up. Scranton University, Albright College, the tons of stuff. JessieMay.com for tickets. Check it out. I'm coming to your city. This year is going to be, it's already amazing. You know, and that's, look, I don't know if you guys follow my social medias. Please do. I'm on the IG, Jessie May Peluso. Check it out. I'm on Twitter, at Queefy May. That's right. Own it, love it, live it, work it, make it your truth. And sometimes I go through things, you know, I think there's a misconception about life, especially with people who view it through the lens of famous people on social media or non-famous people on social media or people who are only famous because of social media, i.e. the Kardashians and for sucking dick on a video. But it's not all peaches and cream, y'all, for anyone's life. I don't care if you're a bum or if you're an Obama. Everyone has a bad day. So know that you are not alone. Know that it will be okay. It will always get better. And if you can get through those dark clouds, I promise there will be a bright, sunshiny day ahead. You just have to hang on. And the irony of these dark days is they are the ones who define us. I hate to sound like a lacrosse coach, a high school lacrosse coach, but It's what builds character. That's what Mr. McDonald used to tell me all the time. My high school lacrosse coach, Mr. McDonald, would say it builds character. And then he kicked me off the girls' lacrosse coach team, lacrosse team, because I had very bad periods. And he made a public mockery of me in front of the girls' team one day when I had missed practice a few times because of my period. I get painful periods sometimes. That happens with girls. It can be a painful experience. And I missed the practice, and the day I came back to practice, he had me stand up in front of the team. I didn't know what he was doing. And then he made fun of me, but made a mockery of me because I missed it because of my period, basically saying I wasn't tough enough. Man, if that happened in today's culture, you know, what a difference a decade makes. Well, I mean, a decade. I'm so young. But Nancy, let me tell you, Nancy had a school meeting with him. And boy, did she lay into him. Boy, did she let Mr. McDonald and Miss Munt. Yeah, I'm coming after you, Miss Munt, my lesbian gym teacher. I'm just saying lesbian gym teacher because I had one. I know it sounds like a cliche, but both of them were against me, Miss Munt and Mr. McDonald. I think Miss Munt was mad because I wouldn't go down on her. And Mr. McDonald was just mad because his wife probably didn't go down on him. A lot of people's anger's projected. And so my mom called a meeting because of how they treated me, how they made a public mockery about me and my period because I actually had painful periods in the beginning. And sometimes I have it now. You know, your ovaries are like, fuck you, this is brutal. We're going to attack. And my mom was like, oh, you think you can just make a public point of my daughter in her period? And I remember watching Mr. McDonald while Nancy, No Pants Nance, was going at him. I could see his neck turning purple because he realized how out of line he was. And Miss Munt, you could just tell that my mom made her straight again from this whole meeting. Again, like she ever was. My mom scared her straight, Ernest style. And it was just, you know, that's a show of love. As a parent, showing up for your kids sometimes means calling a meeting and letting motherfuckers know if your daughter's got a painful period that she's going to miss lacrosse practice. Because her coochie's sore. Read a book, Mr. McDonald. But he was, you know, I'm sure he was a great person and just had a loveless marriage. And that's just the way the story goes. Oh, what a fun. So we all have bad days. That's the point of everything I'm saying. We all have a bad day. I was having a couple bad days last week, a few days ago. And I got through it. We can get through these dark days. I don't know if Mr. McDonald got through his dark day because he was projecting to me. Hopefully he did. Shout out to Mr. McDonald for teaching me character. Those dark days give you character. And hopefully that dark day with Nancy, No Pants Nance, coming at you so hard that your neck turned purple, you built some character that day, bud. I hope you did. I really do. I hope your dreams came true. Speaking of dreams coming true, my dreams came true on this week's podcast. I was able to re-interview a very special guest who was on the podcast about 2 years ago, and we did a recording, and it mysteriously got deleted. Not mysteriously, Carlin's fat body was kind of perusing through all of my cords while we were recording, and it turned out that he just so happened to pull the cord, literally, with his tail. And so the recording got deleted with this special guest, and so I was able to re-record about a year and a half after the fact, and he's so amazing. He's a psychic, and whether you believe it or not is up to you. I think the reality is I know from a personal experience, I have had premonitions and things that I can't explain that have become eerily similar to occurrences in real life. I've had dreams that the next day have come to fruition. I'm sure a few of you out there have had that, where you're like, I am so fucking psychic. But I've had these moments and instances in my life where I'm like, how is that possible that my dream can come true so detailed? And, I wouldn't call myself a believer, but I'm not a non-believer. And I take things for what they are, and I accept them for what they are. And, you know, Bigfoot is real, and aliens are going to come for us. So that's just my general viewpoint on everything. But this guest was so special, and I was so grateful that he was able to clear his schedule to make some time to sit down and talk with me and my assistant, Katie, my amazing social media girl and assistant who's been helping me out, shout out to Katie, to give us a little bit of reading and insight on us as individuals. And his reading gave me a panic attack. Yep, I had a pure panic attack. Not in a bad way, just in a holy fuck, this guy knows exactly who I am type of way. And even how he greeted me was kind of serendipitous because of the gift he brought me, which was so wild that he gave me this particular gift because of what had happened a week prior with it and me. So whether you believe or not, maybe this episode will change your mind. Please enjoy this interview with the very insightful, always delightful, and sometimes frightful, psychic. Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Mae Peluso. It's a personal look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up. This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary, a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's going to get dirty. You might cry. You'll probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry. I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional. I talk about my dog sometimes. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me. I love that you showed up today with a joint and a calendar. Tell us what's on the calendar.
Well, let's start off by, you know, you have to pay your respects to the queen. The queen of joints. So, I mean, I couldn't come here empty-handed. I mean, and also being a psychic, what would that say about me if I showed up empty-handed, not knowing what it is that you love the most?
I know. And you are so sweet to, even though this is our second attempt, which I think is very mystical, that of all the times that I've done podcasts, this is like almost, we're coming closer to 200 episodes, I've only lost two episodes. One was the first that I ever recorded, and the other was yours.
Was mine. Well, maybe the audience, and you weren't ready to hear what I had to say at that time.
Ooh.
So
you're going to come through. Listen, I don't want you to hold anything back today.
Let's not.
But I love, speaking of not holding back, you brought me a blunt and, and men.
I brought you men. So I spent 16 hours, just 16 hours in Vegas total from the flight to the time that we spent there to the Thunder from Down Under.
You went to Thunder from Down Under?
It was a girl's birthday party that our friend paid for. So I got to go and we had VIP. I got to feel the wetness of the water dripping out of their hair and smell their butts as they bent over.
I mean, I am already squirting and ovulating.
Yes, yes.
So what brought, so you saw this and you were like, Jessie Mae.
So I had this for myself. I was like, I have one extra calendar left over in my guides. I know I'll get to guides in a second. My guides were like, this is for Jessie Mae. And I was like, she's a double Virgo. Like, how am I going to bring her a filthy Thunder from Down Under calendar and be like, here you go. And they said, just do it. And I left it to them. And you tell me.
So, I mean, years ago, babe, years ago, I may have a connection with this individual on the front. Oh, I know this guy. And I had a Thunder from Down Under calendar in my car 2 weeks ago that I threw out.
Well, it just made its way back to you. So
I mean, I threw it out because I was like, if my man sees this, he's like, babe, why are you keeping a Thunder from Down Under calendar? And here you fucking show up with a joint and a reunion.
We had to. And hey, for whatever reason, it clicked with you, and I'm glad that it did. So your boo out there, your boo, right?
My boo.
He's going to have to get used to the fact that you are now going to have men from down, the Thunder from Down Under right next to your bed when you're getting the Thunder from Down Under.
Oh my God, that is so fun. Like, you can't not know what's going on. Like, you're not never not on the wavelength. Like, first of all, you called me a double Virgo. What's that?
So your sun, we'll get into astrology. So your sun and moon are in the sign of Virgo. So not only is your sun sign Virgo, but your moon, which rules your emotions and how you think, is also in the sign of Virgo too. So talk about not being able to shut off your mind.
Oh.
And spinning your wheels.
Oh.
And nothing is ever good enough.
Oh.
For her. So
Katie, get ready for this one.
Yeah. So I think that this is a perfect opportunity to come
this will
here,
make Katie
yeah,
understand me better.
And do your podcast and maybe sympathize with you, Katie, a little bit because of all that you have to go through with this double Virgo, but perfectionist. And it is the sign of constant work. It's when I say people, please, I'm not saying that you're licking people's asses or doing anything like that, but it's very much, I want to portray myself as responsible, as loyal and dedicated, and that I can get the job done. So you will not rest until everything's picture perfect, which can also do a number on you, because Virgo, even though it's an earth sign, it has to be, it's, to me, it's an air sign. So it's all over the place. It's too many thoughts going on here. So this episode, we're going to try to touch into Jessamy's Virgo heart.
Yes. You said that before. You were talking about your friend you were trying to get her to not think with her Virgo heart.
Yes.
What is the Virgo heart?
The Virgo heart is very much, I love you, you love me, so what the fuck?
I think I've said that in every relationship.
Like, like,
that's the day one.
Right. And it's like, you have to feel, Virgo, like you have to just at least, I mean, you don't have to take on their feelings or feel sad with them, but just dip down into the Virgo bottom of your heart and just that tiny little pool of feeling there, bring it to the surface.
Oh God. Yeah. It is like just,
it is. Because,
why is it so tucked in there?
Because again, Virgo is a sign of like logic and practicality. And it's very much, again, it's a, we have work to do. Let's get it done here. It doesn't have time for feelings. It separates everything else and leaves feeling aside and said, let's just get the job done. And maybe later on we can discuss how I felt about it. That's it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I've worked with a Virgo before. And the first thing the Virgo told me was, I said, well, I kind of feel like this would be, she said, I didn't ask how you felt. I asked what you thought about this. I don't care how you feel. Tell me if this is a good idea or not. Not what you feel. And I was like, bad idea. And I walked away.
I think it makes us good cops. I don't know. Like what should an emotional, like an emotionally numb human being do? What does it mean to be an earth sign?
Earth sign.
I know there's like leading.
Yeah. There's earth, fire, air, and water. Earth is supposed to be more grounded. It's supposed to be, again, a little bit more stubborn or resistant to change. It's always kind of like, okay, wait a minute. Let's not freak out. Let's just kind of tone things down. But Virgo, again, to me is an air sign, because Virgo is kind of like, okay, it freaks out a little bit, but it wants to get things done. It
yeah.
wants to put things in order.
Yeah.
We can freak out later, but here's what we need to do. First things first, Chris, stop being queer and get your shit together. That's Virgo.
Did you hear that a lot as a child?
I did. Stop being so gay. So that's Virgo. Virgo. So again, it's earth, it's stubborn, it's practical, but it's, I shit on Virgos all the time. I have my own show and I always talk about how Virgos.
What's it called?
In Your Head Podcast.
It's great.
With Chris Medina. And Virgos, people think, God, he hates Virgos. But you guys, again, you guys always bring comedy, which you guys know how to do well. And you guys, your memory, Katie, don't ever go against her when it comes to her memory, because you'll lose. You'll lose. Well, I don't know, but since you get stones, but no, I'm just kidding.
I do have a really like pretty
good memory,
scary memory. And I think that's why I get so, I have so much anxiety, because there's so many thoughts in there.
And she will remember everything to a T. She will tell you what you wore, where you were standing at, how you came across, and the look that you had on your face while she was giving you your orders to do for the day. Remember, you gave me a look like you didn't really give a shit about what I did. Oh yeah, now I remember. So that's Virgo. But yeah, Virgo, sun and moon of Virgo. It's just somebody that can't turn their mind off, in that constantly thinking, analyze, but again, really smart, really determined, really dedicated to get the job done and show that they are trustworthy and just keep it moving here. They don't got time for feelings. The opposite sign of Virgo is Pisces, which my moon is in.
And is that a are opposite signs compatible signs?
I like to think they are, because they provide what the other sign is missing. So Virgo's more practical and more, let's get the job done, but without feeling. And Pisces is more like, yeah. Pisces is more feeling, and can tell the Virgo, we can get all this shit done right now, but let's talk about how we feel. And Virgo's like, shut the fuck up. We can talk about later. You're wasting fucking time.
Virgos are just emotionally. Hi, I'm dead inside. Yes. I'm an airy Virgo.
Do I look dead inside though? I mean, do I fit the part? Well, that's Virgo, but yeah. And your guys is, I mean, we'll jump around here, but when you guys have vivid dreams.
Yeah.
Like, because you want to know why? Because your mind doesn't shut off during the day. So your subconscious, when it's time to go to sleep and rest your mind, is
like
when
a 4K fucking Martin Scorsese full feature.
Exactly. And they will, and again, their memory from their dreams, they dream in such vivid reality and color. Like their mind, it's like a whole nother mindset while they're dreaming. That's when their guides, I mean, I know it sounds hokey, when their guides come in and they remind you of what you're missing out on or what you need, what you missed out during the day because you were so busy being a boss and putting shit together.
Yeah.
That it plays out in your dreams on what you have to do next. So again, start paying attention to those.
Last night my dream was so vivid that I was sure that when I had woken up I had had sex with my man, and that his mom and I had a full conversation while that was going on. Like, what does it say about me that would be something that I would do? Like, I woke up, like right before I woke up I was like, this is really happening. And then I woke up and I was just like, why would that be okay for me to have a full conversation with her while he's inside of me?
Do you want me to do Virgo mind?
I would love it.
Virgo mind. Fuck, your mom wants to talk to me. Do you think she would mind talking to me while we're fucking to kind of kill two birds with one stone? That's Virgo. We could have the conversation. I could get work done. It works out for everybody.
It does sound great. Yes. God, it really kind of makes me feel better. Like, the more I get done, I am a multitasker. When I'm home, I got the thing, I got the teapot, there's a load in. I'm starting to write a screenplay, I'm doing a crossword, I'm making tea and coffee, I'm feeding, like literally, I understand ants. Like, I get what their play is.
That is a good one. That is a good Virgo analogy, is our ants. Just keep it moving.
Yeah, just keep it the fuck, and like, I don't like all of this, like, let's just get to the fucking point.
And don't ever tell a Virgo, I don't have time for this.
Oh, no, we have, listen, we're going to deal with this right the fuck now, because I can't put anything off.
No. And their key, I mean, all the signs have their key phrase, like Cancer's, I feel. Virgo's key phrase is, you had one fucking job. That's Virgo.
It really, what are you?
I'm a Taurus Pisces.
What does that mean? Like, it's in the middle of the date? Like, probably, you're more like on the cusp?
Yeah, I'm more, my sun is in Taurus. I was born under the sign of Taurus. I was late April. My moon is in the sign of Pisces. So, I'm probably more of a woman than you are.
Yeah. Title for the podcast. Exactly. Because, I'm not going to argue.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm really not going to argue, because all of my friends say that I'm a dude with a coochie and long hair.
It's not a dude. It's not that. It's just
RuPaul.
Yeah,
okay.
We don't have time for this shit, Chris. Stop being fucking psychic. Get your shit together. You got work to that. Yeah.
I think RuPaul still has his dick. I'm sorry, Ru, if you do. I don't know. I don't know what the sensitivities are these days, but I don't mean to offend you with the coochie talk. I just love Ru so much. I don't want her to be mad at me. You know what I mean?
Well, just scratch your eyes out. But yeah, Taurus, Pisces, Virgo. I mean, we get along, but again, Virgo can be the energy could be very staticky to other people, because you can pick up on that Virgo's always on the go. They got shit to do. They can't be bothered with feelings, or why can't you do this when I can do 20 million things? So yeah, that's Virgo.
I translate that as a total bitch. Like, pure. So am I a pure Virgo, if I'm a double Virgo?
Well, you have a lot of Virgo traits. It'd be interesting to see. If you knew the exact time of your birth, I would know your rising sign.
10:30 a.m. September 16th, 1982.
I'll have to look at that. When we have some downtime, I'll look at that and tell you what your rising sign is. The rising sign, so your moon rules your emotions. Your sun sign is the sign that you're born under. And the rising is how the world perceives you, or how you come across, what your look is. So my rising is Capricorn rising. So people will tell me, God, you look so fucking serious. You look like, you know, you're always thinking, or you kind of have like that resting bitch face.
Yes.
And I'm kind of like, well, I just don't want to talk to you. Like, you have like I'm have this face on so I could avoid having anything to do with you, because I'm reading people all day long. You have to have a Leo rising, or because you're beautiful, I'd have to say Libra, but again, you don't have, no, forget Libra rising. I would say either Leo or something more dominant like that too.
Yeah, is it a dominant sign?
If you were a triple Virgo.
What would that mean?
That would mean that we're gonna get the fuck out of here, because you got an expiration date on you.
Am I a demon?
No. Well, for, like I said, Virgo is very much, again, they overanalyze. They don't have, I mean, I don't want to throw you under the bus.
No, go ahead. No, please do. I've done it myself. Right. I've cried cried multiple times in this past year on this podcast.
Because Virgo doesn't understand, and here's the thing, I don't want to make it all about Virgos, but I mean, when it comes to feelings, you guys are very much very black and white. Tell me what the problem is so I can fix it. But you guys don't get to the bottom of it and learn. I mean, I know that it shouldn't be always about emotions, but learn how to feel that. Like, yeah. You probably have a hard time. Like, I watch you and I look at your shows, and you had this twerking video on the other day, and I was dying. I was like, this fucking girl is crazy.
the one that Katie took.
Yeah, she's twerking upside down.
I was like, Katie, does this... I wanted her to tell me if I actually at least could accomplish the movement of the bung from the wall.
Well, you did better than I did. I kept flipping over. I was like, Jay, record this. And he's like, you're falling over all the time. I'll grab my stomach and hold it against the wall. But it's hard for you guys to relax. It's hard for you guys to get to the feelings, because when it comes to feelings, you guys are not sure how to express yourselves, because you guys are so critical of yourselves and other people. You never want to look weak, and you never want to come across as needy or clingy.
Yeah.
But you have to, and it doesn't, but here's the thing with Virgo. I always tell them, you guys,
Katie, you should leave. This is getting too deep. No, I'm just kidding. I'm
kidding.
Yeah,
she's going to use this against you. Yeah.
Look at her eyes. She's taking notes.
Are you a Pisces? Oh, Jesus, you poor bitch. I'm sorry.
Katie's a Pisces.
So that's a polar opposite of Virgo.
Oh, perfect.
So it would balance it out. She is going to come at you with feelings. And again, she will tell you, we'll talk about feelings at 5 p.m. Right now we got work to do. But I know, right? I always tell Virgo, you guys are such shit talkers and super critical of yourselves and other people that you guys don't ever like realize you guys got this in the bag.
Yeah.
Like, you guys will never, ever do, like, look at the way that you dress, the way that you come across. You would never do anything to make yourself look stupid.
Right, right.
But you guys don't realize that. You guys talk a big game, I'm dedicated, I'm determined, I'm kicking ass with my shows, I got a great career going on here. But you guys look at it on paper, but you guys don't take it in and absorb the feeling behind
it.
You guys don't, they're afraid. I think that you're afraid, because if that happens, it shows a sign of weakness.
Yeah.
And you might get caught up on that and dwell on it too much. So they very much are like, we'll worry about this later. Well, when is later? Here you are kicking ass and your career's taking off. You're doing all these great things. When are you going to celebrate that? When are you going to take that downtime to look at yourself and realize, fuck, I'm beautiful. I'm fucking funny. I mean, men love me. And I, you know.
John Hamm.
Yeah. Isn't John Hamm a Virgo too?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Oh my God.
Is that the one from Baby Driver?
Yes.
I think he's a Virgo too.
What is he? Somebody Google that. What's John Hamm's sign besides delicious? That meat sandwich. Sorry, babe. Sorry, babe.
Yeah.
Sorry, babe. Love you, babe.
You're taking too long for the Virgo. She's going to crack that fucking whip right
seriously
now.
Seriously, was like, can you? March
10th, 71. Oh, you're fucked. He's a Pisces.
Oh, shit. But doesn't that balance me out?
He would come in, unless she beats the shit out of him and tells him, get your fucking sensitive ass out of here. But yeah.
My man is September 9th? 7th?
He's a Virgo.
9th? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that a bad situation?
No, because you guys understand each other.
Yeah.
It's very much like, okay, who's going to who's going to get to it first?
Right, right.
That's it.
Yeah,
it is
kind of like that. We do give each other the lane to be in that moment.
Well, she needs to have you, to be in a relationship with you, it would have to be with somebody that's, again, I don't want to use the whole power couple mentality, but that very much is, I have my responsibilities, you have yours. As long as we don't mix those in, we're good to go here. And everything is set on a schedule with him. We had dinner at 7 p.m. tonight, right? That's when we're having dinner. Yes, okay, I'll meet you there at 7. I don't want to talk to you until 7. And they'll save all that shit until 7 o'clock. Take some time in a row.
Oh, man. It is like someone who knew me back in the day said, I'm on 10 or off. I'm 0 or 100.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, there's no in between.
Especially with the double Virgo. She feels like she's on a mission. She's got things to do. And there's not enough hours in the day to get shit done. Sleep? What do you mean sleep? You go ahead and sleep. I got shit to do. That's Virgo. That's Virgo.
I've started to value my sleep as of late. But definitely I am like thinking about 1,000 things at once.
Well, your energy is completely different than it was the last time. Wouldn't you agree, Jay? She looks a little bit more like relaxed, a little bit more lively. Granted, it was the first time that we met.
Yeah. And this was this. 2 years ago? Was it a year ago?
It seems like forever.
I mean, and then we recorded, and then it mysteriously. Yeah, it was. It was about.
Well,
it was a little over a year ago.
I think the dog knocked the thing out because it kept.
That's coming. Right.
Yes, that's what it was.
Carlin knocked it out with his fat tail.
Yes, and she said we have to record. I was like, okay, fine. And then you had all that shit come up.
Yes.
I mean, so many things were going on in your life here. So I think that this second time around is probably better for both of us here, because I'm a little bit more comfortable with you.
Yeah.
You're a little bit more, again, comfortable in your skin right now in this time and space here, and. I mean, like I said, take the downtime to realize what you're doing and just have your feelings catch up. I know this is going to be super gay.
No, keep it in. Keep it gay. I love the gay. Have
your feelings catch up to your soul.
I have not done that.
You need to. Well, no, you don't need to, but it would be wise to take some downtime and really, I know, again, to sit there and really look at all the accomplishments and everything that you're doing here. You are incredibly blessed. You're super smart. You're beautiful. You are funny as fuck. You're in a good relationship here. I mean, a lot of great things are coming in. Virgo, take that downtime to enjoy what you have here and realize it and let it, I mean, no one's telling you to be an emotional sap of shit afterward, but just give yourself, super gay, a pat on the fucking back.
Yeah.
And keep going, because again, your dedication, your hard work, your mindset is what got you where you're at here. Start reaping in the rewards of it now.
And it's crazy that you say that, because this company that I hit up years ago, Samujana Villas in Thailand, they wanted to have me come out and do some like social media for them and give me a stay.
Oh,
so
wow.
Basically like a free vacation. And they just reached out like a couple, like maybe 3 days ago to reconfirm everything, because they got busy with work and I got busy with life. And it was the first time I was like, I really should go like and just
go do it.
Shut the fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
In Thailand.
Mm-hmm. Chill the fuck out. Do you eat some really good foods? I mean, well, rest as much as you can. I would retrain my mind into this way of thinking. I would go spend some downtime and recharge and figure out what my next strategy is and what I want to do next, because you're never going to fully rest. You are going to get, when the body starts to relax and realizes they're in a different environment for a Virgo, what you're going to do is all your ideas are going to start coming into play.
Yeah.
Bring a fucking recorder so you can just speak into it and put it away and do you and your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Relax. Chill the fuck out. Do you?
I do like those moments where I really like, whether it's in the car when I'm driving or any moment where I get slightly meditative, like in the shower or something, those little ideas start to creep out. Like the ideas that happen creatively and naturally in a moment, they start to creep out, but it's only when I'm like completely calm.
You have, because your mind is always racing, and what you do is you'll get an idea in your head and you'll add all these layers and extensions onto it. Okay, well, this can go this way. We can do it this way. Simple.
Just take
the idea and just walk away from it for a little bit. You're going to have to retrain. This is for a Virgo. I mean, I'm serious. It is going to take forever for you guys to get it, because you guys are questioning everything. Like with a psychic.
Oh God, it's so exhausting.
To have a psychic on. Well, like a good friend of mine was just on my show the other day, and we were talking about double Virgo, and she was like, a Virgo would tell you, Chris, how do you know that? Why do you know that? What led you to that?
Right.
What, you know, and you just have to believe. I know that's, again, super gay, but for somebody like you, because you are so much in control of who you are, your image, and what you can do, nobody can do anything better than you can do it. Your motto is, if you want something done right, I'm going to do it myself, because I know that it will get done.
So fucking stubborn.
So with
it's
that,
me every fucking time, and only till recently did I start like reaching out, like having someone like Katie help me out and starting to like delegate out some of these thoughts in my mind, instead of like literally backburning and starting this whole, you know, menagerie of dishes, I'm starting to like pass them out to people who can help me facilitate
it. You can trust them. You are good.
Yeah.
And my bit of advice to anybody that's helping out a Virgo, really, this is the key to it all. Pretend you're that fucking Virgo. Pretend you are her. What is she going to say? How is she going to expect this out of me? What are her expectations? You'll never lose. You'll never lose. Just make sure it's on point and it's handed in on fucking time, and you're good to go. But yeah,
she just told me yesterday that I'm easy to work with.
Well, I don't doubt it.
That's a good thing.
I don't doubt it. I think that she'd be great to work
with.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe easier. Maybe it wasn't easy. Maybe it was just easier than somebody else.
But let's have an opportunity come into play. I'm going to call one of the studios today to have them tell her that she got a job, and we'll see how she reacts to you with, you know, with your workload for that day. She'll be like, we got to get this all ready. God damn it. Oh, sorry.
Well, you said you walked in and you felt like, what do you feel is different from the first time we met?
I feel like you've kind of gotten a little bit more comfortable in your own skin. And I feel like you, with everything that's going on in life and how you're choosing to view life now, I mean, it's going to contradict what I said about Virgo earlier, but I think that you're thinking that it's not as serious as it needs to be all the time here. And you're really taking a step back to evaluate what is going, kind of being just a little bit more present as much as you can allow yourself. Something shifted your mindset as far as like, you had to have questioned what the meaning of life is, or what am I doing here? What is the end goal for me? So that had to have like switched your mind around a little bit, where yeah. kind of like, where it kind of not humbled you down, but it kind of made you be like, okay, well, again, for as much as a Virgo can, let me just think about this here. You're right. Like I need to start feeling this, or again, something came in here and just changed your mindset to be a little bit more toned down, mm-hmm. but as much as you can be here. What happened?
My dad dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely changed everything. The whole ship started to shift, and I just have been going with it ever since. It's forced me to get rid of some people in my life. It's allowed me to welcome other people into my life, and it's literally has slowed me down.
Good. As slow as it can possibly get.
As slow as it can possibly. There's still.
But when I read
there's
you,
still a rage.
Yeah, I read you. What almost? Yeah, I'd say it almost 2 years.
I'd say it was almost 2 years ago, because my father was still around, and I don't know if he'd gotten. We can find out. Jay can probably find out from the emails.
I think that was like the early stages of something. Mm-hmm. We had talked about that briefly or whatever. But you again, there's just like a I don't want to say a sheer calmness here, but you question that, and it's a good thing that again, I'm not saying that it's a good thing that your father passed, but it really opened up your mind to again what is worth it and what is not.
Yep, that's exactly what I felt in the days and weeks preceding that.
And I don't feel like when I first read you too, you've got amazing energy. I'm not just saying that because we're on the show. There's just something unique about your soul, your essence, your presence, what's behind that beautiful face of yours and that in your talent here. It's really, it's
day drinking.
It's,
no.
It's not,
it's Baxt wine. No.
It's not super sensitive. It's just, you need to learn that you got this and start trusting yourself a little
yeah.
bit more. And also too, when it comes to relationships, again, I think that when you look at relationships, it can be a little bit daunting to you because it forces you to have to try or put yourself out there. Align yourself with people that are along the same lines as you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we have to deal with shit all the time here, but I really feel like with you, again, your mindset is getting ready to shift. We'll talk about the boyfriend too in a second. I feel like that's kind of getting ready to shift too. Just be comfortable in your own skin and realize that you got it here. And again, you're starting, I would never say that you're going to wake up fully. You're going to become psychic or this, you know, but I feel like you're going to be a little bit more, obviously more into your zone and more comfortable in your own skin. Big words of advice to a Virgo again is you got this. What are you fucking worried about?
And that's honestly, I say that to myself. That's the one thing I say to myself over and over and over to calm down the demons in my head,
because
the doubt, the anxiety. I'm always like, what are you doing? You've got this.
Yeah. Like, do you really think that someone like you, aside from you, let's just pretend that you were just an everyday person with a regular 9-to-5 job, the way that you come across in your way of thinking, if you were not in the entertainment industry, do you honestly think that people would fuck with you or that you would allow? No. I think that she's so much in control of your yourself that you don't realize that yourself sometimes, and you got to take a step back and take a good look. Again, super gay, look in the mirror, and then if you still don't fucking believe who you are, take a look at your fucking resume and your social media stuff. It will tell you exactly who you've been, where you've been at, and all your accomplishments here. You need to realize that.
Yeah.
And I don't see anything negative coming in here. I don't see any major health concerns coming in when it comes to you or your path here. I just see you, the biggest thing here is learning how to be in control of myself without being out of control.
Yeah. And what about the relationship stuff? You feeling any vibes? Is there any like STDs or any cloud? Is there like a cloud hanging over?
You're going to get a raging yeast infection in about 2 weeks. He's going to come to you with some fucking excuse.
Well, he is a wheat farmer, so...
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I honestly feel like the I feel like
there goes the yeast.
He's going, it's just creeping out of you. I honestly feel like the two of you are going to progress, and I feel like I'm going to throw you under the bus.
Do it.
You can edit this out. I feel like you are still a little hesitant and protecting yourself a little bit when it comes to him. And it's not that you don't trust him or that you know that you can't let go, but at the same time, you don't want to make an ass out of yourself and be like, oh, but you have to. I just posted something on IG today and I said, don't worry about steps 5, 6, and 7. Worry about, just take step 1 first.
Yeah. Fuck.
You're in control of all this. Let go.
Yeah. I know. I can't, it's like literally the let go part is fucking terrifying.
But again, at the end of the day, would you rather trust yourself or somebody else?
It's true.
You've
it's
got
true.
This. You've got, and I think that
I need to put that up. I need to put you've got this. I feel like I had it somewhere and I probably erased it because I was like, no, I don't.
Well, scratch out live, laugh, love and fucking put you got this on there. Yeah. I, and with him too, I kind of feel like he gets a kick out of you. And I think feel like you drive him crazy at times. But I also feel like he, I just don't think that he turned his back on you.
No, he's, I think he's, that he's a very super, loyal man.
Have I seen a picture of him?
No.
Can I see a picture of him?
Yeah.
I think he gets a kick out of it. I just think that he would, I wouldn't go so far as to spoil,
album.
But he,
he's a farmer. Yeah, yeah. I know he needs to do,
he's going to beat my gay ass farmer. When he gets
home. He is, I'm trying to find like the one where I'm like, this is what he looks like every single day. We have like a whole album of photos. There you go. Oh my God.
Oh geez. He's got the same insecurities as you.
You got all that from
wonder
that?
Wonder you guys get along so. I mean,
you get all that from that. How do you get it from that? How do you?
Because I can just tell by his expression and just his soul, his essence, his presence, his aura. There, no wonder you guys get along here. But he, God, I'm gonna throw him under the bus. I think, and you're probably gonna think I'm wrong here. I think that you're a little bit more sensitive than he is. Not because you're a woman here. I think that he has a hard time sometimes expressing his feelings and not wanting to be. I'm gonna say this. I'm not saying
go ahead.
An issue with gay people. Not be gay. He's like kind of like, well, it's hard to express what I'm feeling without coming out of myself.
Wow. That, like, honestly, that's one of our issues.
Does he crack you up, though? Is he super funny?
He is so, honestly, he's so fucking funny. In the twang, he just says shit in a twang, and it'll just be, like, literally a six-word sentence, and it'll fucking floor me.
And he's super sarcastic, too. Like again, like, I mean...
I was showing him a book, one of these books here. It's the Illustrated Compendium of Animal Facts, one of my favorite books. I like to get high and look at it. Yeah, it's a great book. Maja Safestrom is the author and illustrator, and she draws these just great whimsical little illustrations of animals, and I got high with him one time, and we were reading the book, FaceTiming, and I...
That's how Virgo... get intimate with each other. We FaceTime each other. It's clean. We don't get dirty. There's no messy stuff to clean up afterward.
And like, I'm just gonna get high. I'm gonna show him animal facts. We're learning. I'm accomplishing something. I'm like, I'm learning things.
And it's not too pushy. It's practical, right, right, you guys?
And like, I showed him the hummingbird one. Said like, hummingbirds can't walk on their feet. And he goes, well, how do they, I go, and I was like, well, I wonder how they like even get around. He's like, well, they probably just tuck and roll right into the fucking nest. And then I just pictured like a hummingbird tucking and rolling into the fence.
Getting ready to go win.
He says shit like that all the time. And he's just subtly hilarious.
I like Virgo men. Virgo women are a different story. Virgo men. Because to see a woman, again, I'm not shitting on you guys all the whole time, but to see a woman not be in touch with her feelings, me being gay, I kind of look at it as like, bitch,
what a waste.
What's wrong with you?
You're like, what a fucking waste.
That beautiful body, you can't feel shit. And Virgo men are, why do I feel this way? And they always have like a joke about shit too. They're you guys are super funny. Both Virgo women and Virgo men are funny. I like Virgo men more because they, well, not more, but they just.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah, for obvious reasons. They're a little bit more, again, they're quick-witted. I love that shit. I can expect them not to be sensitive. With a Virgo woman, you guys just throw me off. I'm not
going
to lie.
Yeah, that makes sense though.
Yeah.
Because of our whole issue with emotional, like connecting to our emotional side, like the irony is like we have a hard time connecting to our female energy.
Exactly. And because you guys overthink the process. Always, again, I'm gonna say this over and over again, stop overthinking. What if you just did, shame on me, it's like asking a gay guy to suck dick. Can you just not be so thought worthy or just kind of like, yeah, she can't.
And like the thought of being not thinking causes me anxiety. I'm like, what am I going to do in that moment? Like, I got to be doing something.
You're going to love this one. How is your digestion?
I crap six times. I probably poop 6 to 7 times
and
a day.
And fart like crazy.
Oh, all the time. It doesn't smell though. Because I'm a healthy eater. But I do. I fart. My digestion's always been an issue.
You want to know why?
I poop all the time.
because Virgo, because they don't, they carry all that mental stress, it takes a toll. You can, this is a fact. This is a Chris Medina fact. Virgos carry all their nervous energy in their stomach. Butts. And it causes digestive issues. You guys are always farting, always shitting, always like, yeah, you can always tell. If Virgo's in the corner grabbing their stomach, oh God, I'm so nervous. Don't come over here. I just farted. That's Virgo.
A double Virgo basically is full of shit.
Yeah, full of shit.
Right, not so much because we get rid of it. We're literally like, I'm like a woodland creature and I just like, I'm pooping all day long, just like a little rabbit.
Yeah. So we need to give you to a Libra that has, you know, issues going to the bathroom. Just stick a Virgo up their ass and look at them to shit right away.
I literally do cry crap all day.
Because you carry
all that energy. This is the most revealing episode ever.
Good.
tell us about guides, because you always talk about guides a lot.
I can't. I mean, when it comes to guides, like, I never used the word guides. I use it now because people want to know who they are. I usually just say they. They're like, who are you talking to? I'm like, they're telling me X, Y, and Z. They're telling me. So my guides have been with me forever. I like to think of them as a second parent, set of parents. I don't hear a voice. It's just thoughts and, I guess, the vision imprinted in my mind of what I have to do or when I have to read somebody.
And is this something that came to you as a child? Like, when did you, is this a thing that made you realize that you were different? And when did that happen?
My dad actually realized it. I was like 3 or 4, and my dad's a biker.
He's like a bicyclist, or like a Harley Davidson.
I'll show you a picture
like
of him.
Like Lance Armstrong?
No, it's like the opposite of it. Total gangster from the Valley.
What?
Biker. He's got the long hair, the handlebar mustache, the beard. And
that's your dad.
I'll show you a picture
that's
of him.
That's amazing.
I know. And I'm his only son, too. I told him, what did you do to deserve this?
And I want to bring this also to like the Bible Belt and be like, is it a choice?
Yeah.
Right, you know? Would you choose?
My fucking dad is.
Your dad's literally Nicolas Cage
eats queers for breakfast. Can you imagine what it was like growing up?
Yeah. He pours maple syrup on queers for breakfast. You think I chose to come in like, hi, Dad? Oh, like, yeah. That was your choice.
Exactly. Okay. So he noticed that I had this ability, and he would get stoned with all his friends, and they would smoke weed in this room. We lived in Palmdale at the time. And they would go around, pass the joint around, and I used to like to sit in there. And I guess I would read his friends, and one of the guys started crying that I read.
Do you remember what the conversation was? Or do you remember what you revealed or connected to?
Yeah, I remember him. I remember telling him that he was sad and that he would cry at home and stuff, and that he had issues, more or less that he was depressed or whatever, and was feeling, I guess, feelings of not being worthy to himself and to his family and shit like that. So he started crying. I thought I did something wrong. And my dad was like, no, you just told him something that he needed to hear. And then when we would be in the car driving, I would look over at the passenger in the other car and read them. And he's like, tell me what you see. So he would like ask me questions.
And what did you tell him? What did you see?
Just like what was going on with them, like whether or not they were in a good mood or what they did at home there and what they were like. I was able to, like, the way that I look at it now, I tap into that person's life. So their memories, what they did as a kid and all that stuff there. And then when I got older, say around 7 is when the medium side started coming in.
And what was different? What came to fruition to?
Ghosts.
Girl.
Yes. Like, we lived, I moved from
I wasn't ready for that.
Yes.
What do you mean? Like, what? What was the first one?
We moved to Simi Valley. And
to where?
Simi Valley. I know. And we just moved into this house. I grew up like in the ghetto. I always lived in an apartment complex. So a big house, living in a big house. I was like, what the hell? And so I heard something coming, shuffling its feet down the hallway.
Oh God, a shuffle just made me really. Whoop.
And then I call them my hackles. You know, when a cat gets scared, it goes, I was like, what the fuck? And I could feel it like looking around the corner, and I'd get scared. I would tell my mom, there's something in the house. She's like, you're crazy. You're nuts. It's all those scary movies you watch. I used to sneak into my sister's room to sleep with her because I would get scared. And this one time I woke up because I felt something in the hallway looking at me. And we had my aunt living in the house at the time. And this girl looked at me and was waiting to get in the bathroom because my aunt was in the bathroom. And she looked at me and she went, shh, like, be quiet. I'm waiting for the bathroom. And I was like, okay. And I thought it was my sister. I turned over in the bed and my sister was in the bed next to me. That was the first time.
And how did you, as a child, how did you know you weren't imagining it then?
That's a good question. My guides would give me lessons, or they would tell me, this is why you're experiencing this, or why you're going through this. Or I used to get bullied in school. So listening to them, it's a whole thing of stuff. It's like a lot of lessons. And I trusted them. The voice or the energy that came through felt more like an older, like a father figure.
It's so it never, none of these experiences or like connections with ghosts, has it ever felt threatening? Have you ever been like, I need to get away from this? This needs to go away from me.
No, that's all mostly people that are alive. Yeah. I'm like, get this bitch out of here.
All the ghosts on Sunset Boulevard. Yeah.
No, but the ghosts, like my dad's a full-blown medium. He can see them. He can talk to them.
Your dad's a biker medium?
But he
medium
is
biker?
Afraid of it. He's like you know what he looks like, Jay. We'll get a picture of him.
How do you not get scared of it? Like, how do you, you know, the fact that you're a biker, it scares your biker dad. How are you not afraid of it?
I'm just not.
Do you think he channels different energies?
Yeah, he's done a lot of crazy shit in his life. So a lot of
sounds like it.
Yeah, a lot of guilt comes into play. So when he sees that, he's like right away, like, oh my God. Well, he's Apache Indian too. So yeah, all his side of the
God
family.
God, I wonder if he's Apaching into me right now. <You're> right. Like, Dad?
You're going to trip when I show you the picture. But yeah, that was the first time, like growing up that way and then utilizing it through school because I got bullied a lot. I mean, I was like the first... one of the first
gay mediums in your high school.
Yeah.
I can't imagine there was a challenge of other people doing that.
Right. And then being ethnic too.
I mean, you're checking like 9 out of 10 boxes.
Exactly. I'm surprised I didn't end up, you know, dead. But
I'm surprised too, especially like in the era, still like, you know, we're close in age.
Well, I got called everything. No, I'm way older than you.
Are you?
I'm 43.
What?
Yes. I got called everything under the book or everything under the sun. In Simi Valley, when I first moved out there, they didn't know what I was. I got called the N-word. I got called beaner, spick, wetback. And I'm like, what is spick and what is beaner and what is wetback?
What's a beaner?
Yeah.
Oh, a bean. That's rude.
And then my guides were like.
That's so mean.
Yeah. So my guides come in and they were like, and I was crying. I was like, God, I hate this place. And my guides were like, they're too young to understand that. Who is telling them this? I was like, I don't know who's telling them this. And they showed me the parents. They showed me the parents talking to the kids and what the conversations that would happen at home. And it's like, so you can't really blame them because they're told this. And I was like, you're right. So then as I started getting older and realized that I had this ability to read people's minds and read what was going on, I used it for manipulation. to get out of getting bullied. Like the teacher, even the teachers were cunts too. They would come in and would mess with me on purpose. And there was this one teacher, it was fifth grade. I'm not going to reveal her name. And she came in.
Dallas. Well, said we're going to get her fucking fired. Yeah, look, if dudes get fired, we're going to. Oh, is she? Okay, good. Well, she got it. She got it good.
She came in and she was bitching and complaining. And I was like, don't take out your miserable marriage on me. I said, if you were more nicer
can
to
him.
Can
you imagine? Yeah. And you're just like.
Suspended. Fifth grade suspended. Yeah.
She was emotionally suspended from those comments. She just was like.
And you know me, I was talking shit all the way out the door to
I'm
the
sure.
Office. Yeah.
Did you read your, were you, is it a thing now? Like,
I was like, don't tell me, don't make me tell you when you're going to die, bitch. Don't make me tell you.
That'd be my opening fucking line.
Yeah.
Are you able to block it or is it just firing at you at all
it's
times?
Firing all the time.
How do you sleep?
I slept actually because I did Vegas in 16 hours. I had one night of sleep out of a whole month of not being able to sleep. So I sleep a total of 2 to 3 hours a night.
That's it?
That's it.
Every night?
For the past month, yeah. I usually sleep around 4 to 5 hours.
And then when you're sleeping, is it solid sleep or your guides and other ghosts and spirits able to connect with you through your sleep?
They're able to connect with me through my sleep. And it's also my guides coming through telling me what I miss throughout the day, like what I need to work on. Yeah, so they'll tell me like, you need to tone this down or whatever, or stop using. Sometimes I get irritated like with other psychics or mediums that are out there praising this love and light shit and they're ripping people off. I start to get irritated. They're like, everything will be, the people will see that. Don't worry about it. I was like, well, it's frustrating because this is my bread and butter. This is what I'm doing here. I don't want to have to fall behind to these people.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone can be able to connect with guides, or do you think it's a particular type of person, or do you think it's very rare?
No, I think everybody has the opportunity to connect, whether they choose to listen to or accept it is a different story. Because what do they want us to do? They want us to get rid of the things that are bothering us the most or are holding us back. Like whenever I give readings, the first thing I do, a lot of psychics, what they do is they ask a person, so what do you want to know? Tell me, you know, is this career, love? I tell you to shut the fuck up for the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, you saw that when we were outside. You're like, all right.
Don't tell me anything.
Yeah, you're like, don't tell me anything.
Yeah, I want to go in and read you. And I usually tell them, I tell you what the soul is telling me. And again, I know that sounds gay, but I look in and I see what's holding that person back. What's preventing them from reaching the next level. And that's where I like to conquer it. And then I'll get into past, present, and past life energy or what's going to come in the future here. But I want to unblock you right now.
Most people have to take in a copious amount of shrooms to do what you do sober.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Yes.
Have you ever done any sort of psychedelics?
No.
Never.
Just weed and coke.
Can you imagine you on psychedelics? Your body might physically leave Earth and show up on whatever like other planetary system is out there.
That's what I'm afraid of.
That is like home to another life source. Yeah. You might actually just be shot out to another galaxy.
It's already trippy being me as it is. I can't imagine what it's like on fucking psychedelics.
So does weed help you sort of like balance it out?
It allows me not to get so stressed out. It brings down the anxiety, but I can only smoke weed for 2 months at a time.
Because really?
Ask Jay.
You get too, does your tolerance level
I'll
become too?
I'll smoke that whole joint right now.
Yep.
And be sober.
Really? Your tolerance level, because you're probably so sensitive.
And usually people come up to, right when I decide to settle down and get stoned, people want readings. They come up to me, oh my God, I forgot to ask you this. And then so my mind automatically goes back. I was telling people on my show about my ability shifting. Here's where it's going to trip you out.
Okay.
I have been told.
Not that I'm already not tripped out. I'm just like, I'm like, I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Stop looking at me.
I'm totally cool.
They told me that the ability was going to start to shift and there was going to be more things coming to light. And I was telling Jay, I said, I'm doing these readings. Like I do readings all day long from the phone at home, like in the room, sitting there with the candles on, you know, the candles burning. It's really light and it's really dark in there.
Which anybody can, you guys can connect with Chris as well. Yes. We'll give all your info at the end, but
for sure. And I found myself giving the person the reading, but thinking about what I was going to do on my next reading and also what was coming up here. And then I realized, what the fuck are you doing? You're giving somebody a reading. Pay attention. But I looked over and I saw myself. I know it's going to sound trippy. I saw myself giving this girl the reading on the phone. And when I can trip out, when I got back into the zone of the reading again, I was listening to what I was saying and it was flowing. So whatever I was telling her was accurate. I didn't need to, does that make sense? Like I didn't
yeah,
need
like,
to be there.
Like it was just
like almost like an outer body experience, like a, what is it called? Astral projection, but while you're awake.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry if I sounded crazy. I had another good friend that I was being told you need to give her this reading. I had just left the gym. I got super stoned in the car. We were doing errands. I was like, oh my God, I got to call Allie up. And I called her and I gave her a reading while I was driving stoned and paying attention to what I was telling her. And I didn't realize, I was like, oh my God, I got to call her back. I said, I never give reading stone. And I don't know what I said to her. She was crying. She was like, what? She's like, I needed to hear that. You confirmed everything. I was
wow.
like, did it sound crazy? She's like, no. She's like, I knew that it was a different version of you because you sounded different, but everything made connections.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
I know. So that's my life.
That's like, blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so,
man.
Again, a bit of advice for you. Last thing here. Relax.
Yeah.
Realize who you are. I know it's hard to
do. I need
to
chill the fuck out.
And remember something. You're going to be retraining your mind.
Yeah.
This isn't something that you're going to figure out in a couple weeks or a month. You've always been this way. Realize who Jessamine is and where you're going and where you've been. All your accomplishments. Take a real good look in the mirror and realize again that you're a fucking badass and you're killing it and you're doing what you came here to do. Your guides, I'm just going to give you a heads up here, and not because we've been talking about all this Virgo stuff, but you're going to have to get in touch with your feelings.
Yeah.
You're really going to have to dig deep and really get rid of these insecurities because they no longer suit you, who you are.
I'm freaking out. He's giving me a panic attack.
No, but just stop and think about this.
Okay.
You've been carrying those feelings around for so long
yeah.
that a good about 80% of them are invalid. None of them are worth even having around anymore. You're just used to accumulating them in your purse yep. of like bottled feelings that you're like, I'm just going to put it in here, dump it all out. And you'll realize, fuck, this is like from 20 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katie, are you ready?
Oh, shit.
Do you think you could read her?
Can I read her?
Like, could she come up here? And
yeah, she can come up here if she wants. Are you okay? Want to smoke?
No, I just, you like bugged me out.
Oh, babe, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
It's all good. Do I need to do anything over there?
Is no.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. So with you, I'm just going to go in and feel free to call bullshit. I forgot to tell you that you can call bullshit anytime if you need to, if it doesn't resonate or sounds off. With you, it's all about practicing what you preach because you've got all these ideas inside your head of what you want to do and what you want to accomplish with your life here, and you're putting everybody else in front of you except for yourself. So when it comes to you and what you came here to do,
yeah,
the reason why they probably set you up with her is because you're going to learn a lesson from her as far as like how to balance your time and how to set boundaries with people. Because I feel like you don't set the boundaries that you need to out of fear that it's going to be a missed opportunity or you don't want to burn bridges. You have to burn bridges in order for people to realize that they can't fuck with you.
I quit. Just kidding.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and also not to be so sensitive here, because again, you got a lot of good things going on and I feel like your insecurities, I feel like you're super intuitive yourself, but I feel like you utilize it for your insecurities because you see yourself through other people sometimes and then it reflects back on you. Your guides, because this is not supposed to be your life here, you got a lot of past life energy that bleeds into this lifetime here as far as like not feeling worthy or whatever, or knowing a lot more than other people but not being able to say anything about it. That's how it is in this lifetime now. So now you have the voice. You're also being around people that are of different status, you know what I'm saying, that are kind of like higher up in here. Mm-hmm. And you obviously got here with your own worth and your own goods. Start realizing that too, but start setting boundaries to people and don't put yourself out there just for the sake of putting yourself out there without putting any thought into it. Because at the end of the day, what's going to end up happening with you is you're going to end up resenting it and becoming regretful. And then what does that do? That puts you in a pissed off mood. You start to get depressed and then you start taking it out on yourself later on. So again, I'm not making any comments about your weight or anything like that, but I feel like when it comes to your weight and the way that you eat emotionally. Mm-hmm. So you probably get really irritated and you're like, fuck it or whatever. Is that too harsh?
No.
you said, again, when I say you talk a good game, I'm not saying that you're full of shit here. Start believing what you're putting out there here, because you're already in the game. Kind of like her, she needs to realize that she can go on and on. She knows where she's at here, but she doesn't allow it to absorb and feel to her core. With you, you need to realize that you're in this space here and that stop doing things for the sake of just doing them when there's really no outlet or no direction to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
How do you feel about this?
It sounds pretty accurate.
So there's going to be some stuff to come that's going to come into play with you. I would start, again, I don't want to comment on your health here, but I would have to say that there's some issues going on with your body as far as the not feeling good. Have you been to the doctors recently?
No, I don't have insurance.
Okay. As soon as you get it, I'd go get checked. Nothing horrible if you're going to die or anything like that here. But there's an imbalance when it comes to your hormones here. So again, I don't want to get too personal because I know we're being recorded here, but there's an imbalance with the hormones here. I would go get my levels checked out there and my blood tested out. Are you on any type of birth control or anything like that?
Yeah.
Is it fucking with your hormones?
I'm on like the second month of a new one because I was off for a while. I'm back.
Is it messing with you? Do you feel like it's?
I don't feel that way. But I mean, that's getting my levels checked is something that I've been wanting to do for a while.
Did you gain more weight when you got on this thing?
No.
Okay. Just watch out. Just make sure. Whatever. Again, I'm not a doctor, but they're showing me again when I talk to women about their female parts. I'm not talking about the external. I don't know what else to call it. You know, your reproductive system, anything that would produce hormones for a woman. So I like to say the reproductive. So there's an imbalance when it comes to your hormones and your energy level. I would not be surprised if there's issues. Also, I don't know if you have issues with your thyroid. But
I've never had that check, so
go get that check because your energy levels are a little bit off too. I see like sometimes and this is true for everybody, but with you, it can kind of fuck with your mood a little bit as far as like your rest and your sleep.
I sleep like shit. Like I can't fall asleep, and then when I do, I don't get good sleep. I toss and turn.
Because you're worrying about your future and what's to come here, you're spinning your wheels. That's why I'm telling you, take a step back, realize what you're doing here, and start to be comfortable and in your own zone, in your own element here. It's already being proven to you that you're meeting these people that are, again, where you want to go or what is that you want to be doing here. You're in the game already. Start playing it.
Cool.
Good?
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not really. I mean, it's a good general gist.
That's the main part right now. We can always talk about love and we can talk about what's to come in the future, but right now, first things first is you have to. I always tell this to people, stop putting yourself on the back burner. Start dealing with yourself first, because you're no good to anybody else if you're not good to yourself.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I always preach this. I'm not one of those psychics that come on and it's like, love and light. You should love your neighbor or your, you know, help everybody out. What good does that do if you're not in a good place yourself? So again, I'm not saying that you're in a horrible place here, but I just don't think that you're
in the place I need to be in.
And you're happy with where you're at right now. I know that you know that it's a good spot and that things are coming here, but you need to start really, really start coming into your power.
Yeah. I think it's just like, I just don't fully know what I even want to do.
Take a step back and ask yourself that. Where do I want to go? Don't be afraid to, here's another thing too that sounds gay, manifesting, but it's true. Don't be afraid to put your stuff out there. What is it that you want to do? How do you want to be noticed? What do I want to do? What makes me feel good? Have you had that conversation with yourself?
Not recently.
Start getting in touch with yourself. She's going to teach you boundaries. You are going to teach her as much as she can do right now because she's already going down that thing. I'm not saying that you're not going to teach her anything, but feeling. It's a good balance there. Jessamyn has a hard time letting go of things, mm-hmm. and without feeling like if I let go, was this a bad move here? It's like she second guesses herself a lot. It's not that you don't get yourself out of first here. You're a little bit more slow to warm when it comes to taking action. Mm-hmm. So again, nothing big here. Just again, taking a step back, realizing who you are, where you want to go, what you want to do here, and that you have this in your control. Your guys are showing you who's around you to bounce off of and to do things with.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, how are you doing?
I had a mini panic attack. I had to go in the kitchen.
Oh, man.
Because you were in the core. You were in the core of all of it. But I've learned how to okay, let's get centered.
You have it in you.
Yeah.
You have it. Again, just like I was telling her, you're surrounded by, you're in LA. It's like the bougiest metaphysical capital of the world.
It really is. It is very it's another level of that level of
spirituality.
The industry, yeah. that spirituality is on another level out here.
And here's another thing for you too. Just one last thing and then I'm done with it. Realize that you can meditate however you want to. What works for other people isn't going to necessarily work for you, especially a fucking Virgo, because you guys like to do things on your own.
Yeah.
So whatever feels good to you as far as meditating or manifesting stuff, as long as you're in that zone and you're allowing yourself to disconnect, here's the thing, from the material world and to connect within yourself, that's all that matters.
Yep.
So whether you do it right before you go to bed or when everybody's gone, you do it in the middle of the floor, whatever's comfortable for you, go for it.
I just started to think about meditating, so that's interesting. Yeah. That's the first time I tried it. For the first time, I tried one of those apps last week. It felt disconnected because I knew it was a device, and it was so. Yeah, I think when I have those moments where my mind wanders, is that meditation when you let your mind wander?
Yeah, again, meditation. What my form of meditation is, because I'm a Taurus, I like to get in the car and I like to put music on.
Right.
Like that helps me relax. It helps me focus and center myself because then I'm all by myself. Other people go into a room, I can't have it too quiet.
Yeah.
Because then all the voices come. So with you, again, I would do it while you're walking around, when you're getting exercise, while you're at the gym or whatever it is, even smoking, kind of relaxing. But the minute that you catch yourself going down that spiral of adding extensions onto your thought process, reel it back in.
That's me when I wake up in the morning. I'm like, it's noon. I'm like,
because you're spinning your fucking wheels so much. Yeah.
The last thing I want to ask you is, do you feel anything about my dad?
I don't feel anything in here, any type of energy. I'm not saying that he's not around or he doesn't come and visit you. I don't feel any type of ghost energy, if you will, in here.
Well, that's kind of... I guess that's okay. Because, who knows if it would be my dad or some,
Well, I would know. I would be able to pick up on it.
There's and not nothing... just some soldier no, from Civil War lingering.
So the bum that passed away from across the alley.
Yeah. Some Civil War soldier who's into the swirl life.
I can honestly tell you the energy here just feels like there's going to be a shift coming here. So just one last prediction. I have a feeling that October of this year, I don't know what you have planned here, is going to be you're going to get some sort of a clarity or wake up call for October of this year. Something's going to feel right to you. It's going to be like, this is my next phase or step here. Do you know what that is in October?
Well, just this morning, I thought I wanted to go to Thailand when I was telling you about, him reaching out, and I wanted to go in October.
There's probably going to be something out of that trip that's going to realign you or connect, that you're going to be you know what? It's just going to make sense to you there. I just see the reason why I say that is because I see you looking out and I see you looking up at the sky, and I'm not saying this is exactly how it's going to come out, but I see the clouds separating and then the sun's coming through. So that's my mind is clearing and there's a different thought coming in, but this is October. This is kind of a spiritual moment for you. It's an epiphany for you. It's not a worldly type thing. It's a specific to you and to your core. You are going to feel that. So I'm wondering, are you taking your boyfriend with you?
I was thinking about it. Katie, Katie was just like this. What are you doing, a proctology exam?
Yeah.
Oh, wedding. I see. No. I'm so out of touch with my feelings.
That's a Virgo, man.
She was like this, and I'm like, are you giving a man a nut check?
I started to get up. I thought she was going to do it to me. I was like, oh wow.
I didn't think this. She even was like this, and I saw this in my mind because I'm not connected to my emotions.
Oh my god. But that could very well be, or she decides that, while she's there or wherever, whatever happens in October, you decide, you know what? Fuck it. Like just there's as much as you can lose a little bit of that control. I feel like that's what's going to happen this October. And it's not the end. It's just during Libra season.
Oh, what the fuck is Libra season?
So it's anywhere from the end of September to the 23rd of October.
And is it like just different energies out there?
It's just for you. That's when that epiphany or that clarity is going to come in between that time. I see it in like Libra season, which is good for
fuck,
you. I
gotta so do your be chart. Engaged in October. Great. Well, so much for the thunder down under.
There's going to be thunder from down under afterward.
Tell all my people where they can find you. You're so amazing. I'm glad that you came back.
Thank you for having me.
And gave me a slight panic attack, but a good one.
I felt so fucking
bad because you were hitting. You were like.
Because Virgo's like, get the fuck out right now. There's a door.
Now I know. I'm like, I got to remove myself. Katie, you come in and you can have your own panic attack. Yeah. No, it was good because I was like, you're right. It was me fighting letting go. That's what it was. Because everything you were saying was like real. And I'm like, I don't want to let go. Okay.
You got this. Yeah. You got this. So
I got this.
Anybody looking for a reading, anybody want insight in their life, want to know what's holding them back, you guys can find me at chrismedina.guide. You can sign up for a half an hour session there or an hour long session. Or feel free to visit my social media, which is at Psychic Chris M. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And my podcast, which is called In Your Head Podcast, In Your Head with Chris Medina. It's on iTunes, all the major platforms, right? Yeah, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, all that good stuff.
Yes. Yeah, so you two can have a panic attack because he's telling you your truth. I was like, holy fuck, right in my soul. Katie, she showed up. She showed up and took over.
I want to put this out there really fast. I would love to have you on In Your Head podcast in October to discuss what happened.
That's a deal. Okay. That's a deal. Thanks for coming back. I'm glad that this recording didn't give up on us.
And if it fucks up, you can always blame Katie.
I'll just smoke this yeah. And Katie and I will come up with a solution. You're a delight.
Thank you so much.
I love you so much. I'm holding you. See, this is me. That's fine, but this is me being emotional.
With a sweaty hand.
It's great.
See, she's already coming in.
I'm already...